And we're back with the Film Fellas, Henry and Loz, and this week, you're right, sorry, I completely cut you off there. You were going to say hi or something.
Hey man, that was a bit rude.
It was rude. I was ready to just jump in. In actual fact, it was purely out of excitement, because I know what you're going to be talking about today. Iron Sky.
That's right.
Yeah, do you want to kick in?
I will do. Yeah, basically Iron Sky, if you haven't heard about it, it's the new movie being released, I believe, in the 4th of April in UK, about Nazis on the moon. Set in 2018, Iron Sky basically reveals the dark side of the moon is actually home to a base of German Nazis who fled there after the defeat in 1945 after the Second World War. Intent on re-establishing the Reich, the ideological loons have manufactured a vast space fleet with which they plan to invade Earth and take it all back for the Führer. Now, this film doesn't really have a lot going for it superficially. I mean, it seems kind of like a bit of a cranky plot line. It seems quite kitsch. I mean, it's got Udo Kier in it, for those who don't know who he is. He's in Mandalay, Flesh of Frankenstein. I personally liked him in John Carpenter's Cigarette Burns.
I think most people are recognising from Blade.
And Blade.
Yeah.
It's also got some guy who was in Matrix Revolutions, Revenge of the Sith. Nobody's, basically. And the director, Timo Vuorensola, isn't really that well known or anything. It seems almost like a kind of a CGI fan film that's been made. But what's interesting about Iron Sky is the actual way it's been made. It's been made using crowdsourcing, which is a new up-and-coming way to attract financing and to get help with production that an independent film set wouldn't normally have access to. Basically, the film crew started in 2006, outlined this project. They made up a teaser, went to Cannes in 2008, where they then signed, on the back of that teaser trailer, a co-production deal with 27 Film Productions. Since then, they've been back to Cannes in 2010. They've signed up with more companies. And finally, they've shot the film. It's been post-prodded. And it's going to be released. I think it was actually just premiered at the Berlin Film Festival. The idea behind crowdsourcing is basically they have this site, it's called Wreck-A-Movie, and people can go on there, get involved with the filmmaking process. And they may not be film people who are actually involved in the industry. They could be anybody, really. But they can see an idea, like it, think, oh, that sounds pretty interesting. I mean, zombies on the moon, that sounds great, you know.
Space Nazis. I'm
yeah,
a big fan.
But space Nazi zombies, right? Are the Nazis zombies?
No, who said zombies?
You just said zombies.
Did I say zombies?
You were thinking of Call of Duty.
I was thinking of Call of Duty, man. I went there. Sorry about that.
Anyway, yeah. So the idea behind this is they show what they're doing with this filmmaking, the filmmaking process. They're showing the idea. They're saying, oh, this is our script. This is what we want to do. And they're actively asking for ideas. And they're putting this out on all the social media networks like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And they're being very open with everything, showing the techniques they're using. But they're also inviting people to sort of come back and go, okay, well, you're doing it this way. Maybe you can do it this way. It'll be cheaper. It'll be easier. So they're getting all this knowledge that by being so open, they wouldn't normally have access to.
Wouldn't a problem with that be, though, that people are obviously going to know what's happening with the movie? Like, have they released the screenplay and stuff?
I don't think they've not been as open as in releasing like the whole script and so showing everything that they're doing all the time. But they've done, for example, I mean, they've got over 200 videos on YouTube, which are basically director diaries, CGI exposés on how they're making the film, and making of mini documentaries and stuff like that. So you can go on and you can view how they're making things. It's more an exposition for the techniques, really. And
okay.
So they're not actually showing like clips from the movie or anything and asking like kind of the audience to see, to then suggest like kind of ways to make it better.
No, it's more in the sense that if, say, you had a problem with, oh, right, okay, well, I'm not quite sure how to do this, technical specs on this camera can't do this, but we need this effect, they can then go on Twitter, they can then go on their blogging sites and say, right, anybody out there know how to do this effect, how can we do it in the cheapest way possible? And suddenly you've got the whole world full of specialists who can come back to you and give you feedback on it. And it's even more important when you need things like actors. If you need 50 extras, to be in a place. Obviously, you don't want to be catering and paying for 50 extras. You just go on Twitter and say, we're making Iron Sky, which by then has a bit of notoriety. You'll be part of a Nazi space invasion movie. Be at this location at this time. We need 50 people. And out of the whole world of Twitter, you're pretty much going to get that. It's quite interesting. I mean, if you go on YouTube, there's actually, they've made a documentary which explains how they've garnered a lot of the success that they've accumulated.
Cool. Do you know anything sort of about the film? So, I mean, obviously, space Nazis, you know, dark side of the moon, they're going to invade Earth. Is that kind of it? Is that all they're releasing as kind of a narrative? I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a nice premise, but is there more to that, or...?
That's all I know, personally, because I'm kind of a stickler for refraining from knowing too much about a movie before I go and see it, because I find it often either builds a false expectation, kind of like with Pan's Labyrinth, or I see too many of the good parts in it, and then the surprise when I actually go and see them during the movie is kind of removed, like with, I don't know, Woman in Black was a good example, or Rampart, actually.
So, would you say that you're more interested in this film because of the way it's been made, rather than what the film is going to be about?
Absolutely. I think it's the process they've used to make this that is the interesting thing. At the end of the day, this film could be a pile of wank, but for my purposes,
which is why we're discussing it today.
it doesn't really matter. The thing is, I mean, the budget for this was just shy of $9.5 million. Over a tenth of that was supplied by the public, either through public investing or public donations.
So they still got $8 million then from a studio?
Yeah, they co-financed that with other production studios. But that task was made a lot easier because with all the crowdsourcing they're using and the fact they're involving a lot more people than a traditional film set's going to do, that involves people who then invested time, if nothing else, in the movie, so they're likely to go and see it. They become fans of the movie. They spread the knowledge of that, and then it goes viral. I mean, the trailer for this film, upcoming film, it didn't originally have a US distribution deal until a week ago. The trailer went live on the internet a week ago. In 6 days, it garnered 5 million hits. Now, this is a space Nazi movie that costs under $10 million. That's probably going to be wank. Yet it's got that much acclaim because of the way it's been made. And any distributor who looks at that, which they have done, was going to go, right, well, there's 5 million people that potentially are going to want to see it. It's got a big fan base. It's worth picking up.
Is that going to be something that's going to be able to be repeated, though? Do you think that they can do that again? Because what you're saying is, at the minute, this seems to be popular because of the way in which it's been made. And really, it's been made in a very unique way. But obviously, the next film, Space Nazis 2, won't be unique anymore. So will it still, do you think it'll still get that kind of following? Do you think people will still be interested in that? Or is it kind of going to be like a one-hit wonder?
I think people will still be interested because it's nice to be able to feel involved with a film, especially if the subject matter is interesting to you. Even if you're not actually someone who is paid and established within the film industry, it just opens up that whole creative world to everybody, really. And I think people enjoy being part of those kind of things.
I like what you're saying. My only criticism is the fact that the ball sack that is Paul W.S. Anderson sort of did the same thing with the new Resident Evil movie. He was kind of like, we've run out of ideas. I think he was probably about 4 movies too late, but then asked people, you know, can you come up with ideas for us? And, you know, people got on the website and started saying, oh, you should do this, you should do that. And now we've got another bollocks Resident Evil movie coming out.
But
we run the risk of the same thing happening here?
Can I just interject?
Yeah, of course.
Just to kind of go on from what you were just saying about kind of audience participation in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not the first time it's probably been done quite a lot of times, but in recent years, the one for me was Snakes on a Plane. The audience had loads of participation in that, like changing kind of dialogue. The you know, that kind of famous bit that I probably made it a 15 was, you know, get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking plane. That was one of the fans of, like, the idea of snakes being on a plane came up with, and it went into the movie. But it doesn't make a good movie.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's debatable. Obviously, a lot more has gone into Iron Sky. But I'm not sure whether it's always a positive thing.
You're right. It could lead to rubbish ideas being introduced, but anything that means independent filmmakers are having an easier job making films is a good thing for me.
Cool. All right, well, that's Iron Sky coming out next... No, April, isn't it?
April the 4th,
I April think. The 4th, yeah.
In the UK.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's it for this week. See you later, guys.
Ta-ta.
See you later.